ready for some excuses, Keith.
Oh, I guess so. I guess we're going to have to be. Yeah, we got the really bad news yesterday on the show that my number one target in free agency for the Boston Red Sox signed elsewhere. And by elsewhere, I mean in the division with the Baltimore Orioles, who are known for spending and winning. Two things synonymous with the Orioles of Baltimore, spending big money and winning baseball games.
Yeah. The excuses are coming in fast and furious on what was a very, very disappointing day yesterday.
It was terrible. It was really bad. And it's funny because we were talking, we didn't have all the information yet when we got off the air yesterday.
Nope.
And maybe we still don't have like every single detail, but we were wondering, are they going to say that they were close? Are we going to get reports that they were all around it, or like they were super interested and he just chose, you know, he wanted to go to Baltimore for whatever reason. No. Like, what we heard has not made it any better. In fact, quite worse.
Yeah. No, I would say it got a lot worse. Tim Healy with some very good reporting on this from the Boston Globe. And you can discuss it all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI. You heard Morosi and Heyman off the top. They're like, oh, they can
screaming
still
at each other. Calm down, guys.
Yeah, they got
some,
they
were
audio,
hot
they got some
audio issues there, I think, at MLB Network.
But they're just like, yeah, it's these four names, and they could get two out of them. I'm like, I bet they're not going to at this point in time.
They can't even believe it.
I think it's been a disaster.
I don't have any faith that's going to happen.
No.
Which I guess I'm late to the party on, but we'll get to that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Healy with good reporting on this, as I was starting to say. He says the Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money than he got from the Baltimore Orioles. That's good.
So they were not close. So 5 years.
$1.429, $626.
That was a whole offer.
He was like, no thanks.
Yeah,
he's like, for the season or for what?
Yeah.
So yeah, 5 years for $155. Because we saw Kyle Schwarber sign, what, the day before?
Yep.
And we were looking at that number, and we're like, Kyle Schwarber's coming off a monster year, but Pete Alonso at least owns a glove and plays in the field and is a consistent, you know, high 30s, 40s home run guy. He just turned 31, can play first base. You need a first baseman. He's a right-handed stick. You need a right-handed stick. Seemed kind of like the perfect guy, and five for 155 was too much?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing?
Well,
3 years? What are you doing?
Well, here's what maybe you didn't know.
Okay.
Is that Pete Alonso is old.
He's not.
That was another item from Tim Healy.
He's old?
The Red Sox were wary of Pete Alonso because of his age. Pete Alonso just turned 31.
31, yep. He just had a birthday party.
On December 7th.
Did he even go?
Alex Bregman.
You're too old!
Is that a trampoline park?
Alex Bregman, Keith, I got bad news for the Red Sox.
How old's he?
31.
The heck?
32 in March.
Don't sign him. So he's older.
Yes.
So Bregman's older than Alonso.
Ketel Marte? They've been linked to him, right? I mean, Heyman and Morosi just gabbing about him, hollering at each other about Ketel Marte.
He's a senior citizen compared to these guys.
Already 32.
Already 32?
33 next October. So I don't.
Come on. Next October?
Yeah.
It's like a year from now.
Well, I was just saying, 30. In the playoffs, he could turn 30. He could be a Larry Bird.
Peter
33
Alonso
is going to
be 32 next December. Yeah, he's 31 now.
He'll be 33 in the playoffs if you get there, Keith. That's
so
all.
If he's
he'll have a playoff birthday.
Good point.
Yeah.
If he's digging in game two of the World Series.
Next season, he will be at some point
in
October, 33.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, like, do they understand how to even cover their tracks? Like, I kind of appreciate they're like, guys, we weren't even close. We were nowhere near that offer, okay? Like, we weren't second. We might not have been third. Like, we were nowhere near it. To say he's too old?
Too old.
Like, you're worried about
can't
how
win with him.
Worried about how he's going to age. And out the other side of your mouth, you're in on Alex Bregman and Ketel Marte, among others. Yeah. How old's Suarez?
How old's Sonny Gray?
Good point. Sonny Gray is, what, 36?
No, he's 34, I think. Or whatever. No, oh, maybe he is 36.
You look that up. I'm looking.
Suarez is 34.
Thank you. Like,
Suarez 34.
They're in on all old players.
He's 36. Sonny Gray's 36.
Nothing but old players. And they're like, yeah, we don't know about that Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso looking to be old.
Suarez will be 35 next July. Better than October.
Yeah, good.
I think he had his second or third best season last year. Pete Alonso's consistent as heck.
I mean,
38 dingers, 126 RBI, 871 OPS, which is the second best of his career outside of his rookie year when he hit 53 bombs and was the rookie of the year. He had a career-high 41 doubles last year. He played in every game. The year before that, he played in every game.
Okay, well, I was just going to say this. Ready? Let's
Alonso plays every night.
Alonso's game played outside of
crazy.
Outside of 2020. Let's skip 2020 because
even then,
that wasn't
missed
a real
three
year.
Games.
Okay. 161, 152, 160, 154, 162, 162 led the bigs the last 2 years. You want his home runs minus the COVID year?
I think he's literally missed like 20 games in seven seasons.
Home runs, yeah. 53, 37, 40, 46, 34, 38. Again, subtracting the COVID year.
It's like if you were like designing a player that the Red Sox needed, that's him.
He's like a lock to play 150 and hit 40 homers.
Correct.
And they're like,
too old.
I don't know how he's going to age.
Nah, I don't want him.
Which is just, that is Red Sox level garbage excuse.
So are they
making.
Only doing 3 year deals now?
I guess.
With opt outs?
I guess.
Really 1 year deals like Alex Bregman a year ago?
No, this is the real shame in it. And I think we articulated this yesterday, but it was later in the show. And if you're just tuning in and maybe you missed it, the shameful thing with Alonso is that he is the kind of player they've signed.
Yeah.
We don't even like. Think about. We didn't even mention all offseason Kyle Tucker, who's still a free agent and still technically out there, but it's like we don't even bring his name up. It's not
we
even
know it's not happening.
It's not even worth bringing up because they are not going to spend $300, $350, $400 million on a player. Okay, fine. We all disagree with it. We all think they should, but they won't.
Right.
$155 million for a player really isn't all that much money. Especially for a guy who, again, is a lock to play 150,
Sox-dingers.
A lock to hit 40. You need a big bat. You have money to spend without Rafi Devers here, which this is where, again, I'm with the Devers people.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to spend the Devers money, and at some point, you got to replace the bat. I don't miss him. I think he's overrated. Keith, how many times has he finished in the top 10 in MVP voting ever?
Oh, my God. Alonso?
No.
Devers?
No, Devers.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
never
zero,
done it.
Zero,
never
zero,
been there. Yeah. So I think he's overrated. I don't miss him.
No, but you got to replace him. There's some production there.
Right.
We're not ignoring the fact that the guy would hit 30 home runs.
And this is, in John Henry's current budget, I thought an exceptionally reasonable, affordable kind of deal. The exact kind of player on the exact kind of deal. He costs you a fraction of Devers. He's a better player than Devers. He's going to give you more production than Devers.
Yeah.
And he'll be out there and he'll even play the field if you ask him.
Sure, get a glove.
Kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And they go,
nah,
we're nowhere near it. He's too old.
Can't do it.
That's shameful.
They re-signed Aroldis Chapman this year. He's 37. They they gave Trevor Story a 6-year deal when he was 29. So I understand he was younger, but they gave him a 6-year deal, and he's a worse player. And they did it at a time where they had Bogarts on the roster. They made him play a different position, and then now they've had to move him back, and they might even move him again. When they signed Yoshida, he was already 29. That was a 5-year deal. He won't hit as many home runs in his career as Alonso had last year.
He's aging well, though.
No, he sucks.
He went 4-3 last year.
Yeah, he actually had a streak there where he was kind of hot as a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
He was. But, no, this is devastating just because it kind of checked all the boxes for what the Red Sox were looking for. We all came up with our Red Sox plans. We had a lot of listeners coming with plans and everything else. And it was like, Tarek Skubal, I understand, not the most realistic, right? Even Kyle Schwarber, we liked him. We're like, where's really the fit? And like, so there's a lot of names that are out there, but you're like, no. Most people, it was like Pete Alonso and Bregman, or like Pete Alonso, and in my case, anybody else to play over there, Bo Bichette, Bregman, whoever. Yeah, if you want a pitcher, great. But you could almost, and it would be disappointing, but if you told me that all they're adding to the staff is Sonny Gray and Oviedo.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't love that, but okay. Those two guys are certainly going to be better than Walker Buehler and maybe Giolito. And I mean, Giolito had a good season, but like,
you'd hope the
upside's there.
You'd hope the combination can outperform those two.
And
not a lock, but you'd hope they could, and I think that's reasonable to expect.
Yeah, and
you
still have Garrett Crochet kind of carrying that thing. So it's not like you're void of like a true number one. You have a number one. So yeah, you would like to add to that, but if you didn't and you added Pete Alonso to the lineup, you're like, all right. Now we got some guys there. You got Roman Anthony hitting in front of him. Like, you can sort of see what a good productive lineup could look like. Now you don't have him. He's the only other guy on the market that is capable of 45, 50 home runs. He's one of the few guys that you would want to play first base. So now you don't have a middle of the order bat. You don't have a first baseman. So I don't know where you turn now at that spot. Right, I mean, there are still other names, and they, you know, we let off the show with Heyman and Morosi barking at each other about some of these other names, but that'd be fine. But now, like, you literally do need two of those names. And even still, it's going to be a little bit underwhelming.
I mean, are we sure? Those two off the top.
I'm not sure they get two of those names. No, I'm just saying.
Are we sure they even get Bregman at this point in time?
No.
Imagine. I'm like, boy, it's going to be disappointing when they only sign Bregman and they run it back with him. And, you know, whatever the contract is, at this point, I think they need to bring him back. And I like Bregman.
Yeah.
And I wanted Bregman all along. But, like, that is underwhelming when you already had him on the team.
Well, now they're going to have to, like, pay through the nose to get him.
But fine. Now they should.
Yeah.
I'm now at a point where I'm like, are they even getting – what do they do if they don't get him?
Oh, punt? No, you got to –
what do you do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You would – I mean, Bo Bichette hasn't signed to her yet. Well, that's the thing is, like, they really want they're interested – over the last even few years, like, they've been interested in players, but they're not willing to budge off the price. And, you know, we talked about this even when it came to the Patriots, right? A little apples to oranges, but the idea of, hey, it's free agency. Guess what? Guys are going to go for more than they're probably actually worth.
Yep.
But that's the whole idea of waiting to free agency for these guys, not signing a deal early. This is their opportunity to cash in. And, you know, we'll see. Edwin Diaz got a pretty good deal. Schwarber got a good deal. Alonso got a good deal. Not insane. Not Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani deal. But those guys also aren't the players that those two are. But I thought, I'm not like, oh, my God, what a dumb move by the Orioles. I don't think anybody's saying that. Maybe the Red Sox are.
I mean, when we asked Bradfo yesterday, should Alonso get the Schwarber deal? He's like, no. And I think people thought the Schwarber deal was too much. I think they're both completely and totally fine.
Yeah.
$30 million a year and so 150-ish million total.
Twice the money? He's not twice the player.
I think those are completely fine deals. I mean, are they the smartest deals in the world? Maybe not. But Bradfo tweeted this out earlier today. This is an old comment from Andrew Friedman, now with the Dodgers. If you are rational about every free agent, you'll finish third on every free agent.
100%.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're just going to be rational and do good business and, well, we're going to sign smart contracts only in free agency, then you're never going to get anybody. You're never going to get anybody. You're never going to get anybody of any value.
No, and it's frustrating because it felt like the roster was going in the right direction where you have a bunch of young, cost-controlled players on the roster. You have homegrown guys on the roster, you re-upped a bunch of them, right? So you're looking at it right now. You're like Roman Anthony and, you know, Brian Bello, Christian Campbell. We'll see what the returns are on that. But, like, those guys are all locked up. Seydon Rafaela, those guys are all locked up. You're going to, I think, save money on most of – especially Roman Anthony. You're going to, like, save money on that. You got rid of the Devers contract. You're no longer paying for, like, Chris Sale and some of these other guys that were on there, or, like, Walker Buehler and Giolito. Like, decent salaries off the books. So this is the opportunity where, yeah, you might have to overpay for a free agent. And if it's one that fills all the needs on the team, go ahead and do it. And then you don't. And it's like, I don't know what the next option is. Whereas, like, hypothetically, you don't get Bregman. Well, you could get Bichette. And if you don't get Bichette, well, you could get Marte. And if you don't get Marte, like, I guess you could get, theoretically, Seager. I don't think they will. That seems like way too much money and too old, apparently,
right. Well,
to get Seager.
By their math.
But, like, that's a handful of guys there. They could miss out on all of them, but at least you're still sort of playing that game. Right now on this one, you're not. And that's why you should have, even if in your mind you're like, oh, this feels like an overpay, you should have done it for the team.
100%.
Don't worry, guys. They'll get a bat at the deadline.
Maybe.
The sixth year in a row they need a first baseman.
I don't think they're going to be adding anything at the deadline.
They haven't had a first baseman since Bo Vaughn?
Mitch Moreland?
Oh.
I mean, Mitch Moreland, I think, squeezed out an All-Star
game. Mitchie Two-Bags was an All-Star, I think. Yeah,
he was awesome.
Yeah, I think he was.
Well, okay. Well, all right, awesome. Calm down.
By their standards back there.
A first baseman on the team that could actually
He likes him because he could field. That's what he likes.
He liked him because he could pick
Nick
it.
Well,
then give me Doug Mankiewicz. Thank you very much.
So I went into last offseason with pretty high hopes for the Red Sox, like adding talent, and eventually they did. They got Bregman. They struck, I think, today. Is today the one-year anniversary of the Crochet trade? I think it is.
It might be.
Happy
one-year anniversary.
You said the other day. It's December 11th, right?
I don't remember what I said.
So I believe this is when the deal went down for Garrett Crochet. So I had high hopes last offseason, and they delivered. I mean, Bregman, they ultimately signed. It was a glorified one-year deal.
It was
one year
ago today, Jones.
Thank you. They got Garrett Crochet. I believe they got Narvaez today as well. You don't need to check that, but I believe that was all on the same day.
We said goodbye to Kyle Teal, Brendan Montgomery, Chase Meredith, and Wilkman Gonzalez.
Winkleman
Gonzalez.
Maybe you can say hello to Kyle Teal again.
So
they're in on him now?
They've been linked to him, which makes no sense. So
get him back.
A year ago, I had pretty high hopes, and they got it done. This year, I had higher hopes because they were in the playoffs.
It seemed like they were close.
Yeah, and you kind of thought if John Henry was ever going to invest, and I guess this is stupid to me, you kind of thought if he was ever going to invest, he'd do it because he felt like he had a competitive team, a team that could go for it. The fan base was back to
and
a degree last year.
He saved money.
And, right, you could spend on Alonso, you're still saving money. And they're still not doing it.
I was hoping we were going to be smiling today.
Well, no. We were told we'd be smiling by Friday.
That's true. There's still time. Still time for a smile. I didn't smile yesterday.
What do you do if you're Will Fleming and they make a big trade between today and tomorrow? Do you just storm back onto Twitter and take a victory lap?
Yeah.
Or is it, I mean, you said you were leaving Twitter.
Undertaker GIF?
No, not Undertaker GIF. You do the Mia Goth from Maxine's weird smile at the end where she's like scary.
Oh, Pearl.
Yeah, when she's like doing like the scary smile at the end. That's what I do. I just tweet a bunch of smiles.
So he
they got Boba Shed. That's a smile.
He promised smiles.
Yeah.
And then he said yesterday Twitter's a cesspool and he's out.
Twitter is a cesspool.
Well, he's not wrong about that.
No. That
I feel like most of us have known that for many years,
but apparently that
occurred to Will yesterday.
Yeah.
But so now he's going to show himself out? I mean, that's an abrupt change. That's not quite.
No, I know.
But he's got more time. That's not quite your Ralph over there turning himself into
Ralph.
A Twitter. Right?
No, he didn't deactivate the account, I don't believe. I think he just said he's done with it.
Because
people were probably saying mean stuff. I think we've all been there.
Not only is it Twitter. Not only not smiling, yesterday was horrible.
Oh, frowning.
Yesterday was actually bad. It wasn't just like, well, they still haven't done anything yet. Poke them with a stick. When are they going to do something?
But we got
it
more time.
It was an actual bad day yesterday.
Yeah. But to Will's defense.
Yeah.
He didn't say, guys, they're getting Pete Alonso.
No.
That's how everybody took it.
Yeah, well.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Yeah, but
that was Will's last tweet.
Yeah, but were you smiling yesterday? He said we were going to smile.
No, I was smiling yesterday,
Jones.
He didn't
say Pete Alonso.
You were with me most of the day.
He
did you see a single smile?
No, he said we were going to get good news. That's not good news.
72 hours hasn't passed yet.
Okay.
We got time.
In the meantime,
we have the freaking countdown clock to the Super Bowl on in here. That's not helpful.
Okay, but in the meantime, we were all on the verge of tears yesterday. That's the opposite of smiling. You didn't say anything about Alonso specifically. He said smiles.
Friday, 4:22. There needs to be smiles between now and then. There could still be.
I am not bracing for them.
They traded away Vaughn Grissom.
That was a nice step. A little smirk on that.
Yeah, smirk.
617.
He didn't promise smirks. He promised smile.
He promised one belly laugh. He promised, ear to ear is what he promised.
Like
one little half smirk.
I know. Oh, like the Grinch.
Yeah.
When the Grinch smiled.
One of those.
And then his heart grew 4 sizes that day. 10 sizes?
Sick. I've
seen it a lot.
Bro.
Yeah. Seen it a lot.
We have.
You've seen it so much, you don't know how much his heart grew.
We have clients for that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. What do you think of the Red Sox excuse making yesterday on Pete Alonso? What's the new plan? Like, what is the plan now that the Red Sox are out on Schwarber, barely even tried on Alonso? We'll go on the clock at high noon, give you our plans. You can give yours right now on what the Red Sox should do. Again, it's 617-779-7937. We are going to go up to Buffalo. Talk to Sal Capaccio from WGR 550. Get the Bills view on this game. The Bills view on Steph Diggs and how that's going to age.
I'm curious about that.
I am as well. Plus, we have a Key for Madness for you at 1245, so stay tuned for all of it. On the way next, how do the Red Sox salvage this? Can they salvage this? Right after Trending with Nick LaPan.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins hope to keep their 3-game win streak alive tonight as they head to Winnipeg to play the Jets. Puck drop for that one is at 8 p.m. The Celtics are looking to extend their winning streak to 6 games as they are in Milwaukee to play the Bucks. The Bucks are still without Giannis Antetokounmpo as he is recovering for a calf strain. Tip-off for that one is also set for 8 p.m. Christian Barmore, Verdarian Lowe, and Harold Landry are listed as limited participants in yesterday's Patriots practice. Kyrie Tonga and Jared Wilson were both full participants ahead of the Patriots game against the Bills on Sunday. With a win on Sunday, the Patriots would clinch the AFC East for the first time since 2019. Kickoff for that one is set for 1 o'clock on Sunday. And Week 15 in the NFL kicks off tonight with a matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff for that one, 8:15. You can hear the game right here on 93.7 with Westwood One's coverage starting at 7:30. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
How was Lou Maloney yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. I think he's right. I think the Red Sox need to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're not.
The problem is, I thought the Pete Alonso contract was their kind of comfortable contract.
Didn't seem that uncomfortable.
Like, that to me is crazy. That kind of contract makes them uncomfortable.
So I guess maybe that contract...
That's such an affordable, reasonable, relatively short-term, lack of total commitment. Like,
yeah.
The fact that that kind of contract makes them uncomfortable is news to me, because they've signed that kind of contract.
Yeah, but so my guess is that kind of contract, the actual physical dollars, they're okay with, but they view that as like, we'll give that to an ace in Garrett Crochet as right. like an extension and avoid arbitration. Or we'll give that to Roman Anthony because we know we're going to save money in the back end. We're signing a guy in his early 20s, or we're signing one of the three best pitchers in baseball. We'll do that. Or even Story, you and I don't like Trevor Story, but when they signed him at the time, shortstop, sort of like a different kind of game, maybe a guy that could be even like a 25-25 type of guy, and good defense. They're nerds, or if it's just Breslow or whatever, I don't think value Pete Alonso the same way a lot of us do. So they're saying, oh, that guy doesn't have like a super high war, right? Like, and maybe he's not the best defensive first baseman in the world. We don't value him at that. So we're going to offer him this. And if he takes it, great. And if he doesn't, fine. Like last year, the Alex Bregman contract is pretty telling, I think. A lot of teams offered more years. Teams offered twice as many years last year on Bregman.
Yeah, what did the Twins, or the Tigers rather, end up offering? It was six or seven, yeah.
Six, I think. And then the Red Sox were three. They went higher average annual, but speaking to like the old man thing, and like, you know, he was the same age as Pete Alonso is last year, or that Pete is this year, right? Or whatever, give or take. And they still were only willing to guarantee 3 years on that deal. He happened to take it, but where would we be if Bregman was like, I'll take the more security, I'll take the six-year deal in Detroit?
Yeah, I just...
They weren't going to increase their offer.
To say the Red Sox... I mean, to say you knew all along they weren't going to sign Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, you were right, I was wrong. I thought they were going to be in on this kind of contract. But there is plenty of evidence to suggest that was the kind of contract they'd spend on and they'd hand out. And... Again, if this is the kind of player, to rephrase, that's the kind of contract they're not willing to go there on, that is a development, and that is scary when it comes to John Henry. We don't even think about, dream about. I allowed myself to think about Soto last year. You're like, no chance, Jones.
Yeah, no.
And it was no chance.
No.
This year, we barely brought up Kyle Tucker's name. And the Red Sox have at least broken me in that regard, where I'm like, okay.
Kyle Tucker, no.
$300, $350, $400 million players, those guys ain't happening.
Yeah.
$150 million?
Can't do that.
When it, for John Henry, is literally nothing. That's nothing. So
no, there are
thought that's the kind of contract they'd still hand out, and I guess I have to drop the bar even low. My bar was pretty low. Like, honestly, I think a lot of the people bitching and complaining about Henry and his spending, their bar remains way too high. My bar with him is pretty low. But this is crazy. That they're not even close on that kind of contract is crazy.
I believe there are, and this could change, certainly with Kyle Tucker, maybe even somebody else. I think there are 16 players currently in the big leagues that have contracts of $300 million or more. Yeah, right? Obviously, there's two guys at $700 million.
The Red Sox signed one of those.
But I'm saying, like, they're scoffing at half of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
No, you said it earlier, and you're right. And I think you said this yesterday, too. Alonso, I think, is better. I guess there's some debate on that, but I think Alonso's better than Devers. On top of that, he's a better fit. He's a righty bat at a position of need, and he's going to cost you a fraction of the money.
Yeah.
Like, all of those things would have been perfect. You save money on arguably a better player, a righty stick versus a lefty bat, and at a greater position of need. And he checks all these boxes. And even still, you can't do that on a good deal. Like, that to me is, again, that's one I didn't see coming. They didn't even offer Kyle Schwarber, and they weren't even close on years or total value of the contract on Alonso.
I don't think they have one of the top 35 contracts in baseball now.
Yeah,
because I think Devers would have been.
That sounds right.
But they don't have that. I think the biggest
this
contract
is on, I'm sorry, on total value or on AAV?
No, total value.
Okay,
because
Alonso would have gotten them there on AAV at least.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just total value. Garrett Crochet signed a six-year, $170 million deal.
Right.
So the AAV on that is 28.3, but I'm just saying, like, total dollars and that, like, that huge, huge number, like the one that you're talking about with Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani or Vlad Jr. but there are so many. I mean, Dylan Cease just signed one that's 210. You know, like there's a bunch of guys on this list that are, it's crazy the amount of money that they're getting. And
it's crazy the amount of money the Red Sox are not spending.
No. Yeah, you're right. Yes, right. Yeah, yeah. There are that many guys. And then the Red Sox who for, we've also been beaten down to the point where we don't expect them to be a top five payroll, or, you know, they should be top 10. They better be a top 10 payroll based on it being the most expensive ticket, the most expensive game day experience and all that stuff. But then you don't even have a star player making that kind of money.
Also, so it's shameful is what it is. Rather Be Golfing is wrong. Jones, the bigger the rumor, the bigger the BS. When will you learn? Not true. Huge rumors with Bregman last year. Huge rumors with Crochet.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Bregman for weeks.
That's nonsense. I get it. The Red Sox will spin and BS and all of that. They 100% will.
Yeah.
It's not that long ago. It was 1 year ago today. All the rumors about Crochet, they got him. So that doesn't always happen. I think that's a false narrative. But with this one, it obviously came true. And, you know, there's plenty of rumors linking them to Bregman bringing him back. Will they bring him back? If they do, then those are rumors that are not just BS.
No.
The Alonso stuff, I am fearful of that now after yesterday. Here.
Yeah.
But the Alonso stuff, like the lying, really, that's embarrassing. He's too old. He's going to be too old. Well, you're in on Bregman.
He's too old, yeah. You signed Chapman.
You're in on Marte. You brought back Chapman. You went and got Sonny Gray. And I'm sure that means more about their age modeling and how he'll specifically age. But, like, whatever. You can't say you're worried about how he's going to age and target older players.
I'm not even worried about that. That's the other thing. It's like every big contract is you're not even doing that, right? So you're out of the 10-year contract business, right? And I think most people know by the end of those contracts, teams are like, all right, we need to bank on the first 6 years of him being really good. And then you're kind of you got to eat the contract by the end. That happens a lot. But if you're paying guys already on your team and they're going to be 36, 37, Pete Alonso's 31. So even at the end of a 5-year deal, he's still younger than Sonny Gray and Aroldis Chapman. And with a guy like Pete Alonso, after a year or two, if you want to make him your DH, you can because he's worth it hitting 45 home runs.
He should age fine.
I would think so, doing that.
I also think
so. Or just stick him at first base where he's played his whole career.
But again, the lying is just, it's sickening is what it is. You know, I saw Mingles walking out of here yesterday, Keith.
Yeah.
And Mingles is like, hey, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, sure. What do you want to ask, Mark? And he goes, you really don't own a saw?
Yeah, he was blown away by that.
I was very surprised I owned a saw. I had to ask my wife where the saw was.
Where was the saw?
Under
your bed.
Yeah, no, where? In like our laundry room, we got like a little tool kit in there.
Got it. Very nice.
You know?
Yeah.
So
had to blow the dust off of it.
He goes, but you really don't own a saw? I go, I really don't, Mark.
No.
But I thought about lying in that moment, but I did not. I told the truth.
Of course I own a saw.
I'm 40.
He goes, what kind of man doesn't own a saw? And I'm like, you're looking at it. I don't know what to tell you.
I am
like,
the face of that.
I didn't turn around and like make a bunch of excuses and lie about it. I'm like, nah, you got me, Mark. And
chainsaw, table saw. What kind of saw are you talking about?
The here? Red Sox sitting there. And telling you that Pete Alonso's too old, like that is too old. It's sickening.
I like double check. I mean, he just turned 31. Like, how old are most of these free agents? Baseball's so crazy with all the arbitration years and stuff. Usually, guys don't hit free agency until around this time. So now you're just not signing free agents.
Apparently,
they better not get Marte now. How the hell we just talked about? He's older than Alonso,
right? Good deal though.
Is it a good deal?
Well, no.
How old's Corey Seager?
Oh, good question. We looked this up the other day.
He's 32?
He's 31, but he's got 6 more years on his contract. So they better not get him.
Jim McCaffrey said yesterday, this echoes some of Heyman and Morosi off the top. Now that they've missed out on Alonso and Schwarber, they didn't miss out on Schwarber. They didn't make an offer on Schwarber.
They missed him. Yeah.
They made a horrible offer to Alonso. Like, I don't know how much they missed out on either one.
How come he didn't sign with us? You didn't talk to him.
Bregman, Suarez, Paredes, and Marte are all seen as possibilities.
Possibilities. They're all possibilities.
All right. How many of those guys are they going to end up with, Keith? Bregman, Suarez, Isak, Paredes, and Ketel Marte. How many of those guys are they going to end up with?
One.
Maybe.
0.0.
It's probably Bregman or Marte is my hope. They could get Paredes and Suarez.
It's going to be just Isak. Print the jerseys now. Shop's going to be slammed.
No, I take that back. They can get two of
just
those
just in time for Christmas, the Isak Paredes jerseys.
No, they can get two. They'll get Paredes and Suarez. That's their team. That's their team next year.
How old Suarez?
35 next year?
He'll be 35 next season.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
When in October, though? What's his age in October?
July 18th.
Okay.
Good. I like that. Let's go to the phones here. Don is in Brockton. Hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, boys. I'd like to call today. It's a sad day to be a part of Sox Nation. I think them not signing Alonso was a massive mistake. He was a 40 home run season guy at Citi Field. You put him at Fenway, his swing is made for the monster. He's a walking 50 home run season coming for only 5 years, $155 million. Pair that power with his leadership. Come postseason time, we have a lot of young talent, but you know, is Costa's going to be leadership? No, not like Alonso would have. It was not that much. And I look at the other moves Breslow's made. We traded for a 36-year-old Sonny Gray. Sonny freaking Gray. He's a stegosaurus. And you're going to pull the age card with Alonso? It's just, I don't know. I'm disappointed in Breslow right now. He stunk.
Okay, so Don.
Hell
great
yeah,
call.
Don.
Great call.
Great, way to go. I agree with all of it.
Really knocked all of it out of the park.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
No, Breslow, look. I
didn't even think about Pete Alonso in Fenway. Look out, Roger Maris. Here comes Pete Alonso.
So, no, Breslow deserves blame for this. Yep. Henry deserves the most blame when you're not spending on free agents, but Breslow deserves blame on this for sure.
Yeah.
And I kind of like a lot of his baseball moves. Baseball move. I have no problem with Sonny Gray. Like, I think they traded a nothing prospect, in my estimation, who flashed at one point last year, was briefly in their top five.
Yeah.
Now he's out of their top 10. They traded a nothing prospect for a guy who can help this year. I like that. I also am fine with the Oviedo trade, although I admittedly like that one less. I think it's fine. I like a lot of his baseball moves. But was that an indication he couldn't close on bigger arms? Or is it an indication he's reined in with John Henry's budget, and now your job is to function within that budget, and this is the best you can do?
Well, so that's what I was going to say. Like, with the John Henry stuff, and don't get me wrong, if everybody wants to blame him for not spending like he used to, great. Fine. We can start with that every conversation. But if he did give Breslow sort of a budget, like you said, is like, right. Hey, here's how much. Like, I'm giving.
I bet he did.
Yeah, no, but right. Yeah. But like, I'm giving you a salary cap, and so now it's on Breslow to be like,
no, it's your job to function within that.
Yes,
yes, 100%.
So if you have to overpay Pete Alonso and then get kind of, you know, get creative and find some other guys to fill out the rotation, fill out the lineup, then so be it. But it's almost like you're trying to get too cute, and you're like, I didn't have budgeted $35 million for Alonso, so I'm not going to do it. And it's like, well, yeah, but now you don't have him. So now what are you going to do? Now you're going to probably get desperate, maybe overpay for Bregman, bring back the guy you had for like a few more million per year.
All right, picture an Isak Paredes jersey under the Christmas tree, Keith.
Oh, my God, I could wear it right now.
But then...
I'm going to...
Not just any jersey. Those Fenway greens?
Oh, a City Connect. Isak Paredes.
That's... Wow. You're going to see a lot of those at Fenway
Fly
next year.
Flying off the shelves.
Number 46.
Oh, I think they just sold out already. Sorry, guys. They're on back order.
617-779-7937. Let's get to my guy, Craig Breslow. Is the pressure building on him? That's actually a good segue of a call there from Don. We'll get into it next. That was Craig Breslow yesterday on Alex Bregman. I wouldn't say any of that sounds good.
No, it doesn't at all. What a sad state of affairs. And here's another reason, if not the biggest reason why it's such like a heart rip. Last year, the team ended up being really fun, really entertaining. They were building something. They were going forward. Obviously, the Devers trade was polarizing, but Roman Anthony was so good. Garrett Crochet was so good. And we were left with this little bit of a, all right, this is the team right now, but you make a couple additions in the offseason, and what is this going to be going forward? They make the playoffs for the first time in a while, and it looked like real strong positive momentum, and now you're like, well, still not going to invest in the team, and we might not even be the same team as last year. It might be worse. Think about that. If they trade away Duran or Abreu to create room, and if Bregman doesn't sign, and Giolito's gone, and he had a good season, so like, there's three guys that are productive for your team that are just gone, and you replace them with, hopefully, Sonny Gray's good. Hopefully Oviedo's good. I have a little bit more faith in Sonny Gray than I do Oviedo, but either way, you're like, all right, those are guys stepping in there. And as of this moment, nobody is being added to the lineup. Even if you sign Bregman, again, there'll be like a little bit of like a glitter guns. Like, here's Bregman. And then you're like, all right, what's...
We got the glitter guns.
I'll break them out for that. Not for Bregman.
I will.
One man. Glitter
just
guns.
One.
Yeah, I'll be sad.
Good job,
one
Craig.
Kazoo.
But you got like one guy back and you're like, all right, what's the team look like? What did you add to your lineup? Like, nothing. We added nothing.
Well, we didn't add
any of the players. Yeah. and we're just banking on Trevor Story having another awesome season. Like, I don't like the way this is shaping up.
Well, Breslow's message to fans after they struck out on Alonso, that interview was before, at least we knew,
yeah,
that Alonso was going to the Orioles. Maybe baseball, those within the game had a pretty good idea of it. We're going to head back to Boston and continue to work, he said. Which
get to work.
What was he doing in Florida?
I don't know.
I thought that was an opportunity to get something done. They did nothing there. I said if they leave the winter meetings and they still have their surplus of pitching and their surplus of outfielders, I'm going to be disappointed. I wasn't holding them to making any big signings. I didn't think guys like Alonso, based on all the reporting, it was going to go deep into the offseason, and that's not what happened. 617-779-7937. Someone who likes to remind us that we don't know what we're talking about. That's our pal Justin in D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, let's start off a little differently then, Mr. Jones. Keith, I think you're 100% right.
I agree.
That Breslow had the money to spend. It's just he doesn't value the big bat with no defense for the term at the age that Alonso is. And we know that's true because of all the anonymous quotes when they traded Devers talking about his contract. I am sorry, but a mid-market team even will view a $28 million, $30 million contract for a prime hitter entering his prime as a value deal. When you're handing out these contracts to Alonso, who can't.
If all of baseball considered Rafael Devers a good deal, how come no one else was in except for the Giants? How come they were the only team that was going to take the whole contract?
Well, Jones, I didn't say that if you listened. I said a mid-market team. That doesn't mean all of baseball. It means that Craig Breslow is beholden to groupthink. So he thought everybody was probably going to see it like he sees it. And that's why they did offer Alonso something and not Schwarber, and why it was a super low ball. But I'm calling not to say that the Orioles are much better than the Red Sox, which they are. I am calling to say if you look at this Red Sox roster that has been constructed, number one, on Fangraphs projections, they don't have a position player projected to be better than 77th in WAR next season, and that is Jarren Duran. Even if you bring back Bregman, that is only the 25th best player. The Orioles are projected their position
difference.
Players in lineup.
Where's Roman Anthony on that
the
list?
The Orioles, he's 90. And these are like generally accepted as the best projections. You know, they're projections, so they're not always accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, the Orioles, their lineup is projected to have 8 more WAR than the Red Sox. That is a Bregman and Alonso just to tie the Orioles in position player WAR.
Sure.
My point, though, is this.
What's their pitching? What's Baltimore's pitching?
Well, you're going to mock me when I told you Baltimore's going to spend big. They have Rodgers, who they missed half the season last year.
He was great.
The ERA is better than Crochet. And then they have a couple other, like, 4 and 5 starters. And the reports are they're going to go get one of Valdez or King and then trade for Peralta, Gore, or Edward Cabrera. So they are going in because they see the Red Sox and Yankees aren't spending. But my entire point here is, if Meyer and Story don't stay healthy, and if Meyer can't hit a major league fastball, you're going to have a double or triple A player playing second base or shortstop. And then at catcher, you could have a double A player playing catcher because 2 years ago, Connor Wong had a great season and then regressed, and he's clearly not a major league player.
So look,
the same exact thing could happen to Carlos Narvaez.
Yeah,
so this team
is one or two things away.
Hey,
Justin, I'd bank on some of that. I'd also bank on, you know, other guys bouncing back. If Duran's here, I'd expect a better year out of him. So if you want to play that game with, you know, Chapman and Narvaez and Story,
right,
which,
like, what do you
I think
lose
is all
in
fair.
Story you could gain in Abreu or whatever.
I mean, that would be my argument. Yeah. Maybe he disagrees, but that would be my argument. Look,
Pete Alonso also doesn't really help you war-wise. Like, I'm not all that worried about the WAR numbers as much.
It's a big if.
Yeah.
If the Red Sox bring back Bregman, should they be a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah.
They should. Now, I'm very
not as confident in it,
no,
but they
either.
Were last year,
no,
so yeah.
They should be a playoff team if they bring back Bregman. And if they're not, then that's a massive fail, and that's, like, that's a disappointing and a failure and a disaster. So they should be a playoff team if they bring back Bregman. What I was hoping is they would take a step forward and actually contend. And add to the team. They won't be real contenders. I know your stance on the MLB playoffs.
Yeah, you make
get
playoffs,
in
you
and
are.
You could go on a run. So I get that. But I hope that's not how they're viewing it, or I think it probably is. My hope was that they weren't going to view it that way. They were going to try to take a step forward and really compete and really contend. And if you just bring Bregman back, you should be a playoff team. It's no excuse to go 581-81 or do what you were doing the last few years before he got here. But that's still wildly underwhelming from what at least I thought they were going to do.
Yeah, this is a bad start.
the very least, and just hope it doesn't continue.
He mentioned Freddie Peralta.
Yeah.
Kent Rosenthal did link the Red Sox to Freddie Peralta. You ain't got, you know.
No, I'm not buying anything until they get somebody. No, I'm not.
Let's see if the Orioles do it. Justin in D.C. was 1,000% right about the Orioles signing Alonso. He said that. He thought that's where he was going to go. He said the Orioles were going to spend. I'm not going to give the Orioles any credit for signing starting pitchers that they don't have.
No,
By the way, it sounds like they have one pitcher. So all the offensive war numbers he was giving us, great, that's the lineup. The Red Sox have a way, way, way better pitching staff right now than Baltimore. If they add Freddie Peralta and they add whoever else he was saying, wake me up, and then we'll look at there. But right now, I would take the Red Sox over the Orioles, assuming Bregman's back. If he's not, then all bets are off.
Yeah, it's a big assumption.
617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. You could jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll give you our actual plans for what the Red Sox do now that Pete Alonso is not a part of their plan. Last Thursday, we gave you plans involving Alonso.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
No, he's out.
So back to the drawing board. What do the Red Sox do now? We'll also get to the Pats and the Bills. Is Vegas right about this game? We spent some time on this yesterday. Vrabel, May, Steph Diggs all were asked about it yesterday. So we want to circle back to that coming up next.